This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. What puts a special edge on the Pakistan crisis is the fact that this country has nuclear weapons. Joining us now to answer some questions about them, George Perkovich of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. George, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks.
How many nuclear weapons does Pakistan have?
Well, the public estimates, because Pakistan doesn't declare officially what they have, the public estimates are between 50 and 60.
50 and 60 nuclear bombs?
Yes.
And how big would these bombs be? How modern? What sort of weapons are they?
The weapons are believed to be, you know, in a small enough package that Pakistan can put them on the top of ballistic missiles. They're believed to be fission weapons. In other words, not thermonuclear or hydrogen bombs, which have, you know, these tremendous yields that can flatten the whole city, but rather, you know, let's say roughly the size or explosive power of the bombs we dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Which were bad enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So the missiles, how about the missile components? What kind of missile systems do
they have? Well, they have two families of missiles, as it were. One they imported from China and one from North Korea. They have basically a range now where they can hit pretty much any city in India. Pakistan's nuclear weapons, you know, were produced for and aimed at India.
How secure are nuclear weapons in Pakistan?
The military controls Pakistan and runs Pakistan. The thing the military cares most about and values most are its nuclear weapons. So Pakistan's nuclear weapons are the most secure entities in Pakistan, period. Now, whether that's sufficient or not can be a whole other question, but there's nothing the Pakistani military cares more about, and these guys are pretty good at this kind of thing, of keeping things secret and controlling physical assets. So I would say that they're fairly secure.
We think of our president as walking around with a red button or something. It's always with him, so he might launch the weapons if he ever needed to. Does President Musharraf, the Pakistani leader, does he have a red button, or who has access to launch these weapons? Do we have any idea what the answer to that question is?
Certainly the key person in the chain of command would be a General Kidvai, who is the three-star general in charge of Pakistan's strategic forces. So any orders would go through him, but whether they have a, you know, some kind of remote command and control facility that travels with them, I just don't know.
We don't know. Are you personally more worried about Pakistan's nukes today than you were yesterday because of what's happened there?
No, in the immediate sense. What I've been worried about for years has not been Pakistan's nukes at all. It's been the domestic situation in Pakistan, the growing political violence in Pakistan. And that's what we need to focus on. It's what we should have been focusing on for years. And the Benazir assassination just highlights that's the real worry in Pakistan. It's not nuclear weapons. It's the future of politics in Pakistan.
A quick primer on Pakistan's nuclear weapons and what we need to worry about. George Perkovich of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. George, thank you again.
Thanks so much.